Okay, I'm going to make a little trouble. It wasn't such a hard sugya bahasa, but I just want to bring out a point that was... Whatever. The Bach said, L'chayr edovim mechudish, tamua, whatever you want to call it, that is this Eitzah of Shishim, even though it's before Shishon Fanar, L'chayr, that it only helps. The Eitzah of, if you have the Chelosh Nimayah, and you put it in Mayim Tzayim to separate the Chelosh, and now you've taken out the chaylev, so l'chayr is pretty clear in Shulchan Aruch that it only helps if you already a shishim, just to take out the mamosh. So that's what's a chumrah. And that was really that, since it's a chumrah sense, that was why there was even the possibility for the crazy place in Chacham Sofim to say that the Malkum Hef said you should be megel. But certainly if there isn't a shishim, so then you've seen this tam. And it's not going to help. What does it help? You took out the mamoshes lechel. It was already nice and tan. What's it different than if a chatichas nevela fell into a pot of roitiv and you took out the chatichas nevela, but it was nice and tan? You're going to be mishari kenegi kuloi. And who then if you stuck in a spoon that was milking into a fleshy pot or whatever it is? How about you take out the spoon, but it still was pilot tan, so it's too late. That was a higher pashtus. But everyone saw this from the Bach. The Bach is meikul. And the Bach says that he reads his medaya he brings from the Hagoyesis of the Hatter, whoever that is exactly. And the Baal wants to be Mekel and say that even if there's no Shishim, you took out the Chelev.
What does it mean he's Mekel B'dyavid? Is it every kid going to be B'dyavid? Bach said he's Mekel B'dyavid. B'chad Chelev is going to be Mach like everyone else. B'dyavid, you'll be
Mekel. I'll show you afterwards. The Baal is the mice of being Mekel. He's saying it'll help even if there's no Shishim, that if you take out the Chelev, now it's going to be Mutter. So what's that one in the Baal? L'chayr, no one agrees with the Bach. Verses by Sidney and Hachem
Zohar are clearly not like the Bach. They say that it's only the Shishim.
In the Hachem Zohar is pretty much worse. I don't remember the question.
Otherwise, like, in this sense, the Bach, I think the Bach, like a year, was the Hesed Merubo. But otherwise, what are we saying? Hesed Merubo, let's let you. It's so easy to do. What's the deal if we take it out?
No, the problem is if you put cold water in your food, it could ruin the food. Some foods you can't add cold water to them.
Ruin the food.
So you're going to ruin the food. So you didn't fix anything by adding cold water, taking the chelev. But now the food's anyway ruined. You might as well left the chelev and pour it down the toilet anyway. It's ruined either way. And that's really what he's bringing from Dovah Sheish Lematir. Dovah Sheish Lematir. What the whole svar of Dovah Sheish Lematir is Ad Sheyachana Beis Yachana Behat. If I could anyway do whatever the pool is or wait till tomorrow, the classic Beit Shemal to be the classic Dovah Sheish Lematir is Beit Shemal to be Yom Tov. Since Matzah Yom Tov is anyway going to be Mutter, why eat it on Yom Tov? Let's say it became bottle, but why eat it b'taruvus on Yom Tov when you're going to have to be Seimach on Bittul that right now it's Be'etzem Aser? Wait till tomorrow and you'll eat it, it'll be Mutter. What's going to be if for some reason tomorrow this egg is going to be spoiled? I don't have a refrigerator. This chicken, I know these eggs, mamash, they only last 12 hours and then they spoil. Just to give an example, not that can be of other similar cases, then it will be water. Because the whole thing is actually going to miss you get the hatter. If I'm never going to be able to eat at the hatter, so then it's water now. It doesn't have the chum of the Dovashesh Matir. So that's really what the crazy place is bringing from Kalim Shinasarvu is that we don't say when there's a hafsid, when there's going to be lost legamri, even the Malkum Epis a hafsid. His case was, let's say you have one spoon, one of your milk, the guy that actually got the shayla, just got the shayla on the Arab Shabbos or whatever, but someone has one of his milk spoons went through the flesh of dishwasher, and it right from where it became. It became the milk spoon that was it, and by mistake it got put back in the drawer with the other milk spoons. So the spoon, the etzem is be'etzem, it should be bottled. It's mitzvah minay. And we should say it's bottled b'roiv. The other thing is it's bottled b'roiv. But the problem is it's dovah sheish lematir. Because you can kasher it. You can do agol on it. Well, you have got to do agol on all your forks, all the spoons.
It's
you don't know which one. What?
If you need a
maaseh
to kasher it, it's dovah sheish
lematir. A maaseh, yes. However, Ramos says there in Dovah Sheish and Sugi in Kufir in Kuf Beis that since it costs money to be magal all the spoons, so it's Gemalkum Hefsid, then we don't tell you have to do it. A Maisa, yes, but Hoytzos money not. Question, we'll get there, we'll see if it's only a signet. We'll get there, we'll see. Could be Bismarck's, that won't be Negev, because Bismarck's is not significant. Okay, so that's what the crazy place is coming from. It's coming from Ramos, says that if it's going to cause, let's say, a significant expense to mangle all the spoons. So then, that doesn't get into the Adji Yechana B'Issir Yechana B'Hat. We never said Adji Yechana B'Issir spend a lot of money in the Yechana B'Hat. No, we never said it. The whole Dervish Yishmar Tzim is Rabbah. So we went in here. But that's all good only if you understand that the Etzim it's bottle and the Zuchomer. In the case with the ball. Finally. What's going to be the Eitzah for the Bach? What's the Eitzah? Is there any Mokum? Is there any Mokum to use the Bach while Lachol Maisa? So number one is, there's a Rivosh, which was not in the Marmar Kindness. I only noticed it afterwards. I think I really have it in my notes from Kuf Dalet. Before we really get into this, just try Dhamma. Sith Hey, we're counting Ki'ilu, we didn't learn it. And after we learn this, we learn Sugim Chanan, we're going to come back and learn Sith Hey properly. And there was another Nakud in the Sugya of really Hukar. What's the gather of Hukar Yisroel? If you see it only with a lot of humor, with Tircha Merupa, whatever, we're going to get that. We're going to come back to that in Kuf Dalet also. So if you don't figure out a clerk, how hard with what defines something to be called Hukar Yisroel, we're going to come back to it anyway. But there's a Rivash. And the Rivash is really Mitzuyin and Pesach Shuvan in Kuf Dalet, but it's Negea for the Bach here very much. Rivash is an interesting case. And similar but a little different to the case we saw in Chuvas Ramah in the previous sugya. He says not the barrels from the Shemen Zayis, but the barrels from the wine. They used chelev to seal the barrels. And they used to put them in between the slats of the wooden barrels. To seal them. But now they'd be waterproof. So Rivash says it's not a problem. You know why? Because chelev repels wine. They don't mix. They don't even touch you, says Alashi. And Simabela is, if there's no terribleness of chelev and yayin, it's not going to go in. And not only does it not, the chelev not mix, and even though you left it for sure 24 hours and it's kavush and whatever, it should be nice and tam. But it doesn't give tam. There's no mamashas mixed in and there's no tam. So it's not a problem. And that's a limud schos that everyone who uses, it's not the certain chatchilo, but it's a limud schos that everyone who uses these chelev barrel, these barrels sealed with chelev for their wine, because wine and chelev don't mix. And mela, there's no terufus mamashas, and there's no terufus tam. And the Rama paskins it. In kuf chaf aleph sif aleph, Rama says, yesh mekaymai shenog rehater losum yayin bekelem shen yisrehem medubakim bechelev. Mishun sheteva hayayim livroyach min achelev. Achelev nikrash bo'aymed ba'atzmoy ve'ene yine yigeya yipal v'yayim.
Why do you have
the tongue? Doesn't touch. How's it supposed to say it doesn't even touch?
Yeah,
it's open to see. He's saying the teva is, it's like waterproof, it's not much waterproof. It doesn't, how does tam go? The wine draws the tam out, the liquid draws the tam out of the solid. If they don't interact at all, it doesn't just not going to draw any time. And just to, Lula, you're going to tell me, ah, but that's Yayin. Yayin's different. So the Prima Garden in. The Prima Garden is not there. The Prima Garden is not in Kuf Chaf Aleph. The Prima Garden is in Samach Dalel. Don't ask what he's doing there. The Prima Garden in Samach Dalel brings the Rivosh and says, Lavdav Ki Yayin. Who had been Sharnashim? Teva is that chelev and shar and mashkin repel each other and they don't mix, and not only don't they mix, but they're not nice and tam echad
v'ashen. It's cold. It's hot.
It's kavush. Kavush,
yeah.
Cold kavush.
Hot, you
wouldn't
say.
Don't know. It doesn't
happen.
Now, the mice is to be fair, the Prima Govind doesn't pass to it.
Yeah, because
doesn't the Prima Govind actually say, at least the way the Prima Govind, in fact, doesn't argue with the Ramah, but the way he explains the Ramah, he makes two kimtas in the Ramah, that is going to make it not help for the Bach. That's what it was. What?
The Ramah mentions Dafka because it's Karsh.
The Ramah first of all was, well, okay, Ramah said, the case was it was Karsh. So here you're going to say with the time they mixed, it was melted, that's true. That's a problem. Prima Govind says another thing, he says it's only maybe because the chelev, which is really quoting, I think, the Prichadosh, only because the chelev is in between the slats of the barrel. So if there'd be a piece of chelev be'en floating in the wine, then there would be a problem. Because they may raise that there's going to be shamunus mixed in the wine. Whatever. But you'll be in the wine. It's going to come out of, the wine will draw it out of the gush, chelut.
What's the difference if it's on the wall or in the middle?
There's more interaction between them, there's more contact.
They're repelling each other. No matter where it is, it's repelling.
So it doesn't repel that much. It repel, when it's just a small amount in the cracks between the slats of the barrel, then it'll keep it out. But if you ever have a piece of chelut floating in your wine, that's not going to help. Also, he says it's going to have to use less than 24 hours. Which
the higher is 24 hours? Nothing to do with the wine. For sure, it's gonna.
Yeah, the wine is stored.
Yeah, he says there's nothing there. It's less. It's not gonna help.
Even on the only shmir on the walls. Even when the chiddush is.
Even on the shmir on the walls. That's a big ukimt in the Rambam. Because the Rambam's lechayer talking about a wine barrel that they kept their wine in, that they stored their wine in for months and months. So.
No one put into a barrel. You can't leave it. Can't leave it there for
24 hours. So it's a huge ukimt in the Rambam. And all effectively, he's basically not passing the Rosh in the Rambam. But okay. So that's the principle. The Bukhalpats I have a Rivat as a Rishon, and I have a Ramah. I have a Ramah that's Lachar Ibratan Lalach, and no one argues in the Ramah. Agav, the going here seems to even pass, Lachar seems to pass the Ramah even Mechatchila, because I told you, the Rosh of the Ramah is Yesh Mekai Meshenagu, and the going here in Kufchof Aleph says, Va'af Mechatchila Motu. So I have a Ramah going who seems to pass the Mechatchila, or at least the yeah, that you're allowed the chelav and yayin and chelav and yayin. I didn't see anyone argue the prima gohan. So haruhu and shan mashkim repel each other. There's no nesilas tam between them. Big chiddush, or maybe I mean seems to us it's a big chiddush. But lamaisa that certainly gives a lot more support to the bach. If I have ramol passes the pasuk in that way. So yes, the prima gohan is doiche and the prichodish, but the prima gohan luchar is clearly arguing with din on the ramol. So I don't know. It's nice we have a Rambam still. Fine. That's the first thing. Then the second. So that's one sad, a bit of a smach for the Bach. I'm not saying a lot of mice are going to pass from the Bach.
The Bach is still kind of case. There was Mufushal.
You're right. So the Bach is saying a bigger thing. The Bach said even when you melted the chelav into a liquid tavshil, it's still going to repel.
Yeah.
You're right, so that one didn't necessarily follow that. But I do see at least such a musig. I see it, l'chol pot zayv, from a kor from the revulsion of Ramon, that there is such a musig that chelav and liquids repel each other. I can make half that there isn't even this in this time. Okay. You're right, not exactly in not exactly in the case of the Bach.
In the case of chelav, just chelav itself.
Okay. I see such a musig is you can mix two things, even l'chayr not like the prima gohan, even kavush me'isles, which l'chayr is nice and tam like a bishul. L'chayr is even as Ramad, which Ramad Rivash are talking about, you kept the wine in the barrel more than 24 hours.
Yeah.
And they're saying that even though it's kavush, which is kim l'voshul, and that there is no nesinus tam. If anything, I mean, the stronger point would be, but you're right, but I think even the stronger chiddush, as Rabbi Sharon pointed out, is because here it's hot. Here it was melted. I'm saying here the chelav was melted and became a lot.
Yeah.
So that is, so I'm 100% you're right. The Bach is saying a chiddush that's not mufurish in the Ramah Ligayim and Rivash. But what episode of Pesach I have already for the Bach?
He was speaking in a general way,
but
any
lech
the
lach
and anything.
Number two is the Bach. Number two is this. Okay, now number two is this another nekud in the Bach. The Bach did explain. The Bach explained. And the Kuda, I didn't see anyone else really shtel until the Archa Shulchan, and even the Archa Shulchan has to make an kimt in the Bach, but the Reidabach, whatever you want to call it, but the Bach tells me Yisayit. And the Yisayit is an important Yisayit. Really, the reason I'm saying this year is to bring out the Yisayit, which I hope, by the way, I know we saw in the Yisayit Marsha. But he says, that is such a thing as Nesinas Tam. The one when you, that we said, when the Chaticha falls in, even if you take it out, you'll still need Shishin and Kimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimim we can say that the Yavish gave out Tam into the Lach, and some of the Lach went into the Yavish, and so the Mela only Shishin one against the other. But when I mix two Dvar Lachin together, you have a Taruvus Mamoshes, but there is no Nesinus Tam beyond the Taruvus Mamoshes. The whole issue of Tam here is the Taruvus Mamoshes. So if somehow I could separate out the Mamoshes Legamri, which Luchayra were saying this is a Hechatim, so by adding the Mayim Tzayimim, Luchayra the Hanoch is you're taking out all of the Chelum, which would it be a possibility? There's still be a makom lahakma then, but okay, let's, for now, let's assume the Rambam saying separates all of the chayiv. So if all of the chayiv is separated, so now you've completely separated the two dvarim lachim, and there's no nisinus tam, because the tam is only the mamoshes, and there's no taruvus mamoshes anymore. So now there's no nisinus, there is no tam left. So the tiny that the hell has in the back, but what do you mean? You took out the mamoshes, but what about the nisinus tam? But lach to lach, there is no nisinus tam.
In that kind of case, you would say that maybe it's our soup now?
If the soup was parved originally?
The soup is I put the soup, all I put in is schmaltz, in the soup. And I put in the refrigerator, skimmed off all the schmaltz.
You say the vegetable soup and I put schmaltz in it?
Yes. Now I skim off the top, you say it's a parved soup now?
If we're saying you took off the isser of chayla, you also took out
that
the
parved. That would be
rather than unless it was a fleshy part.
Yeah, assuming it was a parved soup. It was a vegetable soup.
It's not a big name, but you have flesh and
pot. It's not a big name, but pot, whatever you want. It's a power of pot, whatever you want.
You would say that the
Bach Lechai would say that, yeah. Yeah, I mean, he's going to say it by the Isser of Chelo.
So you taste it, how can we taste chicken soup?
You try it.
So that either you didn't do a good job separating off the Shuman, or Chari, that was what Bach would say. If you taste the flesh, it means you didn't do a good job.
Put in the fridge, you don't go for the top.
Maybe the fridge isn't as good as mine said. I did see some hinting of price we want to say that they'll get out of the cool of the chachmas other than the crazy place. If it's not a zeh, you can stick it in the fridge, and that's not going to ruin it. Adding cold water, there's a chance maybe it'll ruin it, but to put it in the fridge isn't going to ruin it. So then, even the crazy place and the chachmas other would be made as not a zeh that there's no hafter makom hafter, except that I think the one thing I forget which hinting to say, but except if it's erev Shabbos. And if you put it in the fridge till it chills, and you wouldn't have time to heat it up again to eat it on Shabbos, so that would still be absent. Yeah, whatever. Okay, it doesn't look like that one. So you couldn't cool it and you reheat it in the top.
It's what's called
kilchah
ma'amad.
Kilchah
ma'amad. People wouldn't eat it. I wouldn't eat it.
It's not going to serve the purpose it was originally meant to serve.
You can't serve it
for what you were originally planning on serving it for.
But if I put the chicken soup from Shabbos in the refrigerator after Shabbos, it doesn't taste good at all. I'll throw it out, I wouldn't eat it. If you put it in the freezer.
Well, anyway, you're going to miss it. Friday night soon, that's already, buddy. And now I'm not going to have soup Friday night, so that in and of itself will probably would be. I lost the soup for Friday night, which is when I punched on heaven.
That's
it.
Still, right now,
about liquid.
It's not liquid.
Well, the case was into the tapshul.
When you take it out, you're taking out the liquid.
No, it's going to be cooked. It's going to become hard. Now it's going to harden, and you'll take it out.
Because now that it's hard, Now you have Yovin Shalach.
Oh, so that's what the Ma'is of the Aruch HaShulchan. The Aruch HaShulchan explains on it, and the Igros Moshe goes back to him, but he says this, he's so good. Dvar Lachim, the Bach Bemis is around. I think it's clear from the Lashon of the Bach that was the Yisoy he's coming from. The Aruch HaShulchan speaks out a little more clearly, that when you have Dvar Lachim, there is no Nesinus Tam, it's only Taruvus Mamoshes. However, the Aruch HaShulchan is arguing on the Bach Ladina, because he understands that chayla is considered yodish and not lach. So he wants to say that he says that the halacha, the shtei shulchan aruch, that you need shishim, even when you took out the chayla. And the Bava says you don't need shishim, the emes, both of them are emes. No, he says shulchan aruch is talking about chayla, and the Bava is talking about chalav.
So why should that be different? Why should that be different?
That's all the lach.
It's
not
shachtzeh.
What?
It's not shachtzeh.
Oh, that's what it's.
Yeah, he says cholov is lach.
And he also the shamunis of the cholov floats to the top. He's talking about the shamunis of the milk that floats to the top. And I understand why he wanted to be chilav. But we didn't clean the shamunis of the.
You're saying the mitzvah is how you going to get, if you put it in regular liquid milk, how are you going to chill it and separate the milk? It's not going to separate. So he's talking
about the shamunis of the milk. And he killed. The Bach was saying that the chilav.
The stone, what he really means, he doesn't mean milk, he means cream. But the cream's not such a liquid. Okay, whatever.
There is, but the Bach was making a chiluk that chiluk has a different quality than all other things. That all the chiluk will come up with all its ha'am.
That wasn't the Bach's point. That was Ramos' point, yeah.
Okay. But the Aruch HaShulchan was saying, the Bach didn't talk about chiluk, he talked about cholov, the shamunis of the cholov, and for some reason by...
But that will also separate completely.
Will also
separate completely, but the difference is that that's a lach. So Rav Hashem says it's true. By Dor Lach, there is no Nesinus Tam. There's only Teruvus Mamoshes. No, he says that the Chelov of the Ramah, that's not a Dor Lach. That's a Dor Yodesh.
Okay. Is there a machlokes for shayna by lach balach? Does this time by lach balach? Is that a
separate? You wonder, does anyone argue lahadya on the Aruch HaShulchan? I don't know. I didn't see anyone who argues lahadya.
Someone told us machlokes for shayna by lach balach.
Lach balach.
Machlokes for shayna.
What would be the difference between lach and lach and yavashna? If I make a soup, I put water, I put in whatever, vegetables, you say the water will get the taste of the vegetables. And if I make a cup of apple juice and I put it in the concentrated and that it won't, it doesn't mix? What's the difference?
No, it's separated.
You add water to the apple juice. What is this chat is that now the apple juice and water mix together. So every cup you have, every drop you take out is going to be 3/4 water, 1/4 concentrated. But it's not that the apple. There's no
way. What's the difference? Why is the vegetables give? And if I take two kinds of soup and I mix them, they're both worse. The water is not mixed in, but the vegetables when I mixed in before are now giving taste.
Right.
What would be the difference between the why is blach is not mixing in and yavash does mix in?
Because by Rav Moshe, because you saw the Igros Moshe?
I heard something.
Okay. The Igros Moshe basically explains, he gives the best test, but he does not get into whether Chalav is called laughing Yavash. He's only talking, he doesn't talk about Chalav. It was his case, it was his, whatever. He's really going in a case in Sari Beis.
Put Chalav in the freezer and
come down. But I think he's talking about cream.
The milk we have today is really whatever, it's boiled or whatever it is. You take it right from that, it comes and separates.
So the
right
from
the liquid part of the milk, that will separate out of a tavashul if you chill it. So that's what I'm saying, it's the top part, it's the cream.
The official says, the smant, he says cream.
It's matina, right?
What's it called?
He's using a Russian word.
It's a Russian word. The Russian word is smitan.
It's similar. He brings it a couple of times. We have another place. In Pezayin, he brings it a lot. Everyone brings it a time. Anyway, so what is this? Ramesh explains basically by yavish there are two things. When you take a chatichas baser, there is the piece of meat, and inside that meat is the tam baser. So now the tam can come out. You could have, for example, the chatich. Let's say the chaticha falls into a tavshel. The case for the pasha case is sevdalit. The chatichas meat falls in the tavshel, and I pull out the piece of meat. So I took out the chefts of the meat. But the tam of the meat, some or all of it may have come out in the tavshil. That even so, even though my piece of meat is apparently the same size, but it doesn't mean it didn't leave behind the tam. So there's two separate things: there's the mamoshes of the meat and there's the tam of the meat.
When you say tam, you just mean the liquid of the meat that came out, right? The
basically, yeah.
So it is liquid, basically.
It's a liquid. So in other words, it's a solid and a liquid in the meat.
So now there's two liquids mixed together.
Yeah, the liquid.
Now I took out
the meat. Liquid.
So now there's two liquids
mixed
together.
They don't
mix together.
No, why not?
They mix, but they don't.
They don't give time, but they mix, right. So
anytime you put yavish and lach, but etzem is not giving any time, it's just mixing two liquids together.
Okay, beside it. But usually you can't separate those liquids. Only by the case of chelov, we had a mind saying that now I can completely separate them. So you're right, every taruv is lach balach is a mixture. And a taruv is yavish balach is usually the yavish giving over liquid into that, now creating a lach balach. But you can't separate it, so it's going to be, you're going to have the dinim of shishim, of bittul, because I have a taruv as lach balach, I can't separate it. Here in Siddal would be the Rambam had a patent where you can add mein sein and separate two dvar lach.
So what he's saying is ba'etzim, it never mixes, never mixes right. Together.
Lach and lach never mixes.
Nothing ever mixes.
Yavish, you'll have the other way, will certainly mix. The lach will go into the yavish, and now it'll be in the yavish. Next.
It's not mixed, it's just you can't separate it.
Okay, and that's been definitely
said. Like, basically what he's saying is that things would never mix together and turn into one.
Things do mix together, they don't, they're not,
they never give, basically there's nothing with nose in time, it's all time just, it's inside and you can't separate it.
Okay.
I thought this is different from lach and yavish.
I mean, there is, because lach has, yavish is two things, lach has one
thing. You could take it out.
It doesn't have one of many words, so we just said that all the time we went into the thing and then we can't, it's about to separate it?
Yeah, well, just like a chatichas baser, just like a mechamim sifdal.
All the liquid came out of the chel, came from the tavshil, and you can't get it. But now there was no oil, so now all the time comes out with the...
No, he well... He seems to be, see that's the way he seems to be understanding. Who are you saying? Rav Moshe and
then
the Halafinus has basically what we're saying is the chelov betiva is a davar lach. Let's say not like the Aruch HaShulchan's chelov. chaylev be'etzim is a double lash.
Well, even if it stayed intact, so still, if you take it out, so it's not going to act up. It's not going to...
Because, what, because it wasn't a sarif?
Yeah, it's a double lash, once you took out a double lash, it's not going to act up.
Okay.
To say that if you took out...
That was the first half, that was the Rivash and whatever. Okay. The Rivash and Rachanami says that. Yes. The Chiluv doesn't give time into Mashmi.
If you take out the Chiluv
when it's Yavish, so... That was the Rivash, the Rambo says that if you shmir, they used to, the wine barrels used to be smeared with Chiluv, and it's not a problem because Chiluv is not nice and tamed with it. They don't mix. Chiluv repels Mashmi, and they're not nice and tamed with Mashmi. Rambo passes.
So that's true.
It's certainly true that chiluv to a certain degree repels water.
For sure.
Does it repel that it won't? That nothing will try.
Just the chiluv to matzias. Just try it. See if there's any time left over.
And if you taste tam, it's going to be awesome. That's not a shayla. If you're going to taste tam, it'll be awesome. That will have an end of sifchas.
The loyts and matzias they have, so I'm asking the goyse is a matter.
No, it'll be because what it'll be is that all those ruchelik on the bach are going to say, even if you're, since we're not saying machon kfeil of isman, say you're going to need shishim, even if you don't need not nagish kam. But what if it's going to be min the mina the time lo? So you're not going to not shayla three days in time. You'll need shishim.
But
Taz
is asking for a spoon.
Hmm?
He's asking
that
the
Maisa
is here,
a
dry spoon.
Because a spoon is like a chatichas, but the answer is that a spoon is like a davar yavash. A spoon is a chatichas basa. It has tam bolua in it. You separate the tam from the spoon. You took out the spoon, but the tam stayed behind.
So why can you not say the same by lach?
What do you mean by lach?
How do you take out lach?
The tam is inside.
But again, the bach and the Aruch HaShulchan and the Negros Moshe all understand, no one mufurish is chaylik on that, that by lach there are no two separate things as mamosha and tam. The tam and the mamosha are hayu hach.
It's a vegetable, it's a cake, it's
those things,
there's something comes in when lach and yovish.
Yeah.
So something comes in and out into right. Yovish. But if it's something solid, mm-hmm. like a spoon, so it might say what's coming out. Nothing changed.
Because all the tamas bolu in the spoon.
So you see, there's something.
There's a lach in the spoon.
And no, there's no lachs in the spoon.
There's lachs in the spoon.
Well, if you try it off, nothing comes out.
In the inside the spoon. Our metal spoons aren't like the spoons that Chazal really talk
about. What, you say?
Theoretically, our metal spoons really don't come out of any time.
The little bit that they have is bluff.
Yeah, but it's microscopic, whatever. We're used to the spoons and the pots, but it's not really what Chazal and Rishayim and Achanim were talking about.
Well, they had
technical spoons. You're talking about a chalice. You're talking about a wooden spoon or a chalice spoon. Once you take a kid, with their spoons, if you took a chalice spoon, a brand new spoon, and you weighed it,
yeah.
And then you stirred a pot with it and weighed it again, it would be heavier.
A chair is okay, but not by metal.
No, they didn't have metal spoons so much.
The matechis was much less dense.
Their metal was less dense. So by then it was even metal. It wasn't as extreme as chairs, but it was, yeah. So I was pointing out, L'chayr, you bring up a point. Is the Be'etz and L'chayr, the Tev of Chaylev, the Aruch HaShulchan, L'chayr, the Metzias is not like the Aruch HaShulchan. The Aruch HaShulchan is saying that Chaylev is Be'etzim as a Yavish, and L'chayr is not really true. Chaylev, L'chayr is more dim and lach than to Yavish. It's a frozen lach, but it's Be'etzim a lach. L'chayr, there are not two things in the Chaylev. There isn't a Mamoshe and a Tam. Like, there is, the Tam is the Mamoshe, L'chayr.
You took it out. If you took it out when it's whole,
So the question is, what's left by the question is a chaylev batzim lach? Assuming that I didn't say anyone chaylev on this yisoid from the Aruch HaShulchan Negros Moshe, and the bach also really is meravis on it. The lach is batzim different than yavish, and that's what I wanted to bring out. I see it's important. We talked, sat down and talked about it. So if he had the question initial, what is chaylev? Is chaylev lach or yavish? The bach understood that chaylev is a din lach. The Aruch HaShulchan understood that chaylev is a din yavish. Whatever, the chayyur tzitachim is in that the bach should be right.
three parts of the Shemoshe? The Shemoshe that says that Lach Balach, there's no Nesina.
So then the Shemoshe wants to bring, the Shemoshe is really bringing it for a different Nafkamina. Rebbeisha's Afkamin is very Mechodesh. And the truth is that let's say there's a Nekud in Rebbeisha that's not clear. Is that a nice way of saying it? I don't know if that really went into Rebbeisha because it's more going on Tzadi Beis, but Rebbeisha, just to speak out for those who didn't see it or didn't get the Amos of Rebbeisha saying, Rebbeisha is going right on this Yesoy, that Lach Balach is Be'etzim very different than Lach B'Yavesh. But Lach Balach, there is only Taruvus Mamoshe, and there is no such thing as Nesinus Tam without Taruvus Mamoshe. Remainly, Rabbi Shimon wants to say that by Yavish Balach, as we said in Shulchan Aruch Siv Dalet, is even if the Chaticha fell in and you take it out, I still need Shishim Keneged the whole Chaticha, because the question is pointed all the time. Now, either Chaticha is still just as big as it was originally, just as heavy, because what happened? It absorbed some of the right it had to. It gave off all of its tam iser, and in place of that, it absorbed an equal amount of right of hatter. So it's still the same weight, but the tam iser all went into the pot. That's all good. By a chaticha, what's going to be? Rabbeisha's case was that let's say you put your fleshig pot, your hot fleshig pot full of meat, down on a puddle of milk. So with milk, that's what should answer the pot, but unless you have shishim keneged the milk. Now shishim keneged what? So the Shaul, who's Rabbeisha's brother, is clear, is it going to be just the shishim keneged the milk that's touching the pot? Or is it even going to be shishim keneged the whole kiluach of milk that's going to be a whole chibur? So you had a big puddle and you only put it down on a quarter of the puddle. Do I need shishim keneged the whole puddle or only the pot touching the part touching the pot?
Because the other part of the milk didn't get hot ever.
The milk is already hot. It's all on a hot surface, let's say. Or the case there actually is that it's an eerie cleavage, it's an irishal cleavage. It's one long eerie, whatever. That's the whole sugin setting, but we're not getting to that. As far as it was hot. Rabbeisha wants to say, because he wants to say, since you Lefidus Yesoi, that Lach is not nice in Tam, if I know exactly how much milk was here originally before I put down the Fleshig pot, and I know how much milk is here after I put down the Fleshig pot, so let's say there were 20 cc's of milk here on the Shayish, on the Blach, and now after I put down the pot and I take off the Fleshig pot, there's still 18 cc's of milk left there. I only need Shishim, can I get the 2 cc's that are missing? And the truth is, some of that 2 cc's might have evaporated or gotten absorbed in the blech itself, but that much I'll have to be back there for. But the 18 cc's of milk that are still here, they didn't go in the pot, because they're still here.
Maybe all the tam went to the pot.
That's as you said, but there is no separate thing as tam and mamoshes by lach. So if the mamoshes is still here...
Because the cremains are also lach.
Yeah, it's also lach. So everybody's saying, if the milk is still here, it didn't go in the pot. Whatever's here is not in the pot. And if the milk is in essence is lach, there is no tam chutzim and mamoshes. So the pot, well, you only need shishim in the pot, connected the milk that's here.
So Rabbi Moshe is arguing on everybody.
Rabbi Moshe is not arguing, he's saying a mechudesh dig havana. But he's taking the Aruch HaShulchan and the Bas Havana and applying it to Tzadi Beis is what he's doing.
But
am I saying
the Shechol HaTzchodik on the
Bach? Yeah, but the question is, what nekud is he chaylik on the Bach? The Aruch HaShulchan is the Aruch HaShulchan says he's not chaylik on the Bach. The Aruch HaShulchan says because Chelov is Yavish, it's not Lach. And Elchanami, by Lach, the Bach is right. But Chelov is not Lach. Rebbeisha is not a Chol. Chol is the Kuli on a Lach. So according to the Aruch HaShulchan, and I know for anyone who doesn't know, Yisrael Gadol important to know a lot, I don't know what percent, a lot of Rebbeisha's Chidushin are really explanations of the Aruch HaShulchan. A huge amount of Rebbeisha is based on the Aruch HaShulchan. And this is one example. He's taking the Aruch HaShulchan's Yisoid, which is really the Bat's Yisoid, and he's elaborating on it and taking it and shtelling it to another sugya, but it's not Reb Moshe's Chiddush. This is the Aruch HaShulchan's Chiddush. It's the Bat's Chiddush. And it's important. We got it wrong. A couple of Yisoids here. A couple of Yisoids and Klali Apsak, whatever you want to call it, Klali Asfarim. So the question is, the problem I have with Reb Moshe, with this Nakuda is, and it's at least in his specific case, which isn't really our case, but what's he saying by Chaticha? When it fell in and you took it out, and Chaisha, even though it weighs the same, and it's the same size, and Chaisha, it gave off all its lachluchas, and it absorbed lachluchas from the hatchet. It absorbed the right hatchet. Now the same thing here with the puddle of milk, Lamaisa. When I have 20 cc's of milk here on the blech and I put the fleshy pot, maybe 10 cc's of milk went into the pot and 8 cc's of rotin came out of the pot onto the blech. So you're right, you see 18 cc's of liquid, of white liquid here on the blech, but maybe only 10 of them are still milk. Maybe 10 cc's of milk went into the pot.
A new pot.
We're talking about a pot that's full of balsa. So how could it be? You're right, if it was a new pot, it would be true. But the case by definition is not a new pot, because it's talking about a pot that's full of boiling meat.
Boiling meat?
Yeah, that's the case. It's a kadeir male balsa.
Male? What's not to know? Can I get a new bashan and meet
the hot? Anyways, that was my problem. If somehow you get out of that problem, Ramesh's Yisoy bets and Luchayr is right, and Lefisu Refuah of Moshe is saying, and Lefisu Refuah of Shulchan is saying, is if Chalev would be Mugdar as Lach, which the Bach is saying it is, and I hear a Svara to say it would be, even though the Aruch HaShulchan does not say that, so then the Bach would be right. So again, Ledina Lalach Lamaisa, nobody passes the Bach. Lamaisa, nobody passes the Bach. We're not going to pass in the Bach, I'm not saying. But I think in Havana, number one is we understand the Bach much better now than we did before. Number two is I think now we understand the Aruch HaShulchan and Moshe's Yisayid, which is really the Bach's Yisayid much better, and we'll have to see how that will apply to other cases that will come up, as Moshe did in Sadi Beis. We'll have to see how what we can use that for potentially.
You just say that people misunderstood the Bach. Everyone was chiddik on the Bach. They understood what the Bach meant, they're chiddik anyways, and they just misunderstood the Bach.
But when you say misunderstood,
that he was talking with chiddik and that
they may be like the Aruch HaShulchan. They may say that we agree with the Bach's Yisoid, except that the Bach tried to apply it to chiddik and it only applies to lach. Chiddik is not lach, it's yavish. Now, it could be the machlokes, the Bach and everyone else, is chiddik mugder as lach or as yavish. But when you say the Dover and how Taruvus Lach Bulach works, I don't see any Chayach that anyone are being on the Bach.
Taz.
Why? Taz didn't see this pattern.
He's comparing it to his food.
Because he understood Chaylev is Yavish. You're right, exactly. He said Chaylev is like spoon, they're both Yavish. And the Bach saying, no, I hold Chaylev is Lach. And the Taz would say, you're right, if Chaylev could be, the Taz would say, if Chaylev would be Lach, like Docha Shofan says, like Cholov, I would agree with you. So, but Chaylev is not Cholov.
That's right away. Why is he saying that it's called Lach Belach? It's called Lach Biyavish. Why is he coming to me from a question of spoon? He's being Mechadish, the mashma from the back, and it wasn't mashma in the case of spoon. And he's coming to the Shlomim up from the case of spoon. He's comparing the case of Biyavish to the case of Lach.
He misunderstood the Bach.
He's arguing with the Bach. Yes, definitely. Obviously they're not agreeing. Obviously they're not agreeing.
The question is, what's
the Nekudas HaMachlokes?
Right.
So again, this is something, as we'll see with the line, all of us, since everything's totally Zebizet, and this is only our first Siman, this is something, this is Yisrael I want us to keep in mind as we do the other 20 Simonim of Isser V'Hatter, is this Yisrael Muskan? Does anyone argue on this Yisrael, the Lach B'Lach, there's no Nesinus Tam, it's only Terumus? And what hashlachot, what nachkaminas will it make as we go weiter? That's important.
So that only in the case of chalav, we don't pass in the bach halacha. Of
chalav, we for sure don't pass. What do you wonder? What would be by chalav? I don't know.
We don't pass this remotion in this case. In the case of remotion, that you only need against 2 cc because you see much.
We'll get the Sadi Beis. We'll see. You want the question is here. Well, we're going to pass the Aruch HaShulchan. We're going to pass him by Cholov that the double lach is. I don't know. I didn't see anyone else talk about it. I didn't see anyone talk about what's going to be by a real lach b'lach. I don't know if, how much of a mitzias there is that you'll have a lach b'lach that you can separate.
Oil wouldn't be considered lach b'lach.
Oil. Someone spoke up with foolish.
Is that good?
Someone spoke out. Was it the Prima God? Someone spoke out that what the Rivosh, I think, said by Chaylev is not true by Shabbat. I don't remember.
They want the same quality, they repel.
See, with Shabbat, it's going to be hard to separate. It's harder to separate because Shabbat doesn't seem if you can make it.
It's almost the top. Just keep taking the top off.
The one on Shabbat? Of course, can.
How you can separate them? You're going to take some water. You're going to take some water.
I'm going to take a straw and take it from the bottom first.
I mean, you're going to get to that little where they touch, and you're not going to be able to separate them perfectly.
but I wouldn't need shishim.
I didn't see anyone talk about it. According to your Mishnah, l'chayu, according to Achashon, l'chayu would.
I understood that everyone's chayuk on the bath, they're arguing with Tzias. They're saying that even though it's laugh, he's still chayuk at Tom's table. That's Pashas, right?
No, but you don't say the chayuk on the Tzias. You're saying the chayuk on the whole yisoyed of Taruba's laugh to laugh with the Achashon and Mishnah.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's how you understood, but why do you understand that one?
You got a notebook this week, which?
Okay, that's what I wanted to bring out, is that we have an Arab Shulchan Ramesh say Yisai. And they're saying that we all have to keep it in mind as we go through the rest of this and after, is this Yisai Makuba by the Rif Paiskim or not? Are they that's Yachid, or does everyone agree with it? We'll have to see. I don't have a clear answer on that. Fine, so that's really what I want to say on Sifdal. So now we Sifhei Vav Vav, we either did, or the process of seeing, there's not really very much there. Sifchas, the first half of Sifchas also, there's not very much. The second half of the Ramon Sifchas is a sugya. It's the sugya we touched on in Sif Aleph, of when you have Shishim, and Achal Pikin, it's Leisim Tam, like Dvorim Asuyim L'taima, Vidu L'taima, so now, L'maisim L'kuli Alm, it's Osk. The question is Dereis or Drabonim? If L'chayim Achal is Rishayim, the Ran says it's Dereis, the Ran Alam and Hermit Beis is Dereis, so Isabat Ta'or says it's Drabonim. And I'll try to come up with principal. It's not a very big sugya, but it's going to be the afternoon. What's going to be when you have spices? It's going to be a little hard pressed to come up with. I guess spice, here in Eretz Yisrael, you have a case. You have spices of the tefillah. That'll be negeah. Otherwise, what?
Kidneys
is like not even do a time ago. It's not strong. Kidneys isn't strong enough to give tam.
No, I'm saying the spice of kidneys, the whole
spice,
but some spice
is
not allowed
to be said. Ah, okay. Well, but what's the kidneys? The spice of the kidneys is an additive to the spice. Anyway, kidneys is not on the road. What?
But
the bird,
not by a tablet.
Kidneys is not the chabot.
It depends what's the spice. The spice is the tablet or the spice is the kidneys?
That's why you see this time. Tablet and kidneys is not the chabot. It's only a mimic and it's not the chabot. And the Rebbe doesn't know.
Shulah says 60.
Kidneys? Shulchan Aruch says Chavitcha. Ramos says Chavitcha.
Sorry.
Anyway, so I'll tell you about some of my kindness, but I'm not just going to read them now. But then the Nekud is going to be in the scene of anyway, because something that's nice and tam. The case that's not really our sugya, the case that they've Ramos going to be Mitzayim and Kufay is the case where let's use salt. Salt is a dog, Avigu, and time gives tam much more than Shishim. But how are you ever going to have salt that's really Isser Mitzad Atzmai? Only basically because the Krebs are Zar, which is not so much like Zman as only Shaitlif. What would be the Nagay case? Let's say someone salted his meat, and now the salt is Balu Adam, and he by mistake puts that in his Tavshil. But there, it's not, the salt is nice and time more than Shishim, but the Dam is not. And when even according to Yamal, who holds Chanam and Shari Surim, we're not going to say we need Avin the time. So that we're not going into now, it's going to be for Kufay. Anyway. So we're only going into the case where the Isser itself is the Musa David L'taymo, is it Dereis or Drabonim, and that's basically the second half of Ramon Sifchas. It shouldn't take too long, I don't know, maybe, I think we could finish by the end of tomorrow, and then Siftes, and then Siftes, and then Chazon.
That's the decision.
What?
Decision that we're
making. Yeah, we'll have Chazon just study Chas, and then we'll do Tzadi Tes. We'll Chazon Tzadi Tes.
What is Chazor after Tes?
Well, Chazor after Siftas. After we finish Tzadich, when we finish Simon Tzadich, we'll have Chazor and Tzadich. When we finish Tzadich, we'll have Chazor and Tzadich.
Maybe we should do Chanan then.
No, I think we'll do Chanan more than Chanan. Can't start off this event trying to do every Shasta again.
Come on,
man. Not too long. More of a quick chazan. I'm not learning the sugis again. We might have learned the sugis again after we learn more of the sivahatim, but not. And now it's more just. More to me a quick chazan.
Basis.
We'll see.